like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Tyranny is when the government becomes corrupt and when the people that run the system start thinking they're God and you're there to serve them because they know best. And we had somebody call in the last segment going, he's crazy or he's drunk. I disagree with him. I can't believe what he just said. And Trey said, okay, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Sheriff's Department, Austin, Texas. That'd be Sheriff's Department, Travis County, then. But maybe you're in Austin, Texas. Nothing against the Sheriff's Department. Very nice people. They had a former jail guard, though, just convicted of killing somebody. But other than that, I'm just trying to understand here. I know it made you mad. You've been told that Jesus says you run everything, and Jesus says we have to submit to do everything government says. The Bible doesn't say that. I know it's upsetting to you. I know you feel like you've got a direct power beam from heaven, you know, like energizing you like Mothra or something, or Super Skrull. See, the Declaration of Independence, and if you haven't read it, type Declaration of Independence into a search engine, it'll pull up that it's our right and duty to throw off oppressive government, and that we empower the government, and that we're the boss, not you. Now, I know most police know this. Most sheriff's deputies are nice people. I see them even out still changing people's tires and helping old ladies, and that's very nice. But people like you, though, and let me just say, you're afraid to call in. I know the lines are loaded, but there was one open then. And at any time, you might try line 6 hung up and then just lit back up and put it on hold. Maybe that's him. You're local, so 836-0590, and you can call in, and you can explain to me how I'm wrong. Or you can tell me that the Declaration of Independence is of the devil, which you probably will. I mean, hell, what am I saying? I got FEMA on video teaching a classroom full of cops that the Founding Fathers were all terrorists and were bad. I got training manuals saying gun owners are all terrorists. This is under Bush, by the way. I mean, you can't make this type of stuff up. This type of stuff up. You just can't do it. By the way, France has this new president, and I'll just briefly comment on that for everybody. There's no choice at all. Either a horrible gun-grabbing, they already have like an 80-plus percent tax rate when you add it all together. I have friends that live in France. I've got some British friends who moved over there because the housing's cheap, because if you've already got money when you go there, then you're okay. But it's all about the elite. See, the elite actually push for big government to take your wealth and transfer it to themselves. That's what the liberals don't understand. They think you, with class warfare, you get the rich guys by voting for big government, when it's actually big corporations lobbying for big government to actually regulate real free market companies out of business. But this new president over there, this guy's a big warmonger, big neocon. But the reason he got elected was the CIA used, 9 different big newspapers that are known U.S. government fronts. And by the way, that's later came out in the news. For those that don't know, a lot of our domestic news is CIA run. That's just one agency doing it of many. And that they actually published the Muhammad cartoons. They weren't real submissions. They were forgeries. They'd gone out and taken video stills from cartoons and then created black and white stills of them, because the CIA didn't even have good artists in that particular department creating that forgery. And so it was just made up. And then, of course, the Muslims played right into it and ran around burning everything in France and, 10 other countries, at least, and killed a bunch of people, and then that was all kept real quiet by the news, because the very same neocons aren't going to stop bringing in all the foreigners. Oh, see, that's the great part about this. We have wide open borders, unlimited foreigners pouring in, coughing, tuberculosis, and everything else on everybody, and then the neocons sit there and talk about how we're fighting Islamo-fascists while they bring in foreigners at record clips. You can't have your cake and eat it, too. And they did precipitate in a psyop. And that's what the CIA did over and over again. That's what E. Howard Hunt did in Guatemala and at least five other nations. He is the man who ran the overthrow of countries. They would pull the exact same type stuff, and the public always plays right into it. And, I mean, do you like having them play all these tricks on you? Do you like being laughed at? Do you like not knowing how the world works? Is it fun for you? We had a caller earlier who was asking me, you know, what do we do? Why won't people see the facts? Why won't they listen? Some people will listen. And, you know, we say the public's dumb, and there is some people out there who are really quick to get it and quick on the uptake to get smart. But it's not that they're dumb. They're just focused on the issues that really don't matter, or they're experts on Beanie Babies or football players who are prosthesis for their manhood, or you know, other issues. You can become an expert in whatever you wish. I happen to pick geopolitics and real politics and what truly happens on the planet and history. Other people, you know, it's their tattoos and Harleys and how to act tough when you swagger out of a liquor store. And that's fine. I mean, that's how to act tough is fine, and how to act manly, and how to bug your eyes out and act scary is all very, very important. The, you know, those types just need to know. They don't need to mess with the quiet guy out there trimming his hedges, because he fights his whole life trying to contain the rage and power that you only wish you had. But side issue, I'm already digressing there. It's just I see a nation of scum. And I'm sorry, I just have to admit it to you. 50-plus million abortions, we can't even defend our own sovereignty. The average American doesn't even know that the North American Union's been going for 2 years. We were now merged last Sunday with the European Union. Publicly, they even had a ceremony. General public doesn't know. And I would just like to try to wake you up and try to reach out to you and get you to be involved and realize what's happening. It's really that simple. I mean, we don't have 40 years for you to figure out 9/11's an inside job like it took 40 years for you to figure out that JFK assassination was a government op. And it's now, again, over 90% of the American people in major polls know it's an inside job. Well, I mean, just the mechanics of it, three shots out of that rifle was impossible in 6.4 seconds. You couldn't shoot through the live oak tree that was up in front of the window. We know that there's video, there's film footage of his head blowing out the back. That's what rifle rounds do when you shoot somebody from the front. We've talked to many of the witnesses who didn't die in the next few months of gunshot wounds to the back of the head, who saw men up behind the grassy knoll firing their rifles. The police that weren't part of the op picked the guys up and brought them in. And then when they got released, the newspaper took photos of them, and it was three high-level known CIA section chiefs. I mean, just plain as day, you know, there they are, just walking right out in front of everybody, and surprise, surprise, the guy that was the field commander, E. Howard Hunt, deathbed confession of how he was running the operation. And so when we get back, I'm going to start getting into this, and then we'll go to the loaded phone lines here. We will go to Paul and Paula and Rick and Tom and many, many others here that are holding, but we will get into the JFK assassination. And now, to be clear here in the timeline, a month ago, the cover of the Rolling Stone talked about deathbed confession of E. Howard Hunt. Now, that was just the written pages he did, hundreds of them. Now, his son then, a week and a half ago, released 5 minutes of a tape. I interviewed him. Other national shows interviewed him. Coast to Coast did. Then, later this week, he's scheduled to release the rest of it. And it is E. Howard Hunt laying on his back. And he's talking about how he was running the operation and ordered to organize it under Kordmeier. Kordmeier, another Marine. And this is what they did. And this is how they did it. And they went over there, and they was only about 30 feet away, and they capped the president in the head. That Chrysler had so many holes in it, that Chrysler looked like a pin cushion. That's why they grabbed it and took it and refurbished it all and then put it back into service. Oh, no, there's no assassinations in government history. By the way, they were violating Romans 13. LBJ wasn't following his leader. Oh, it wasn't very Christian. We'll be right back. The queen, the fatal mistake in your cradle can't shake the dream. The fire beside your phonograph, battle with gas, and give you room to breathe through inadequate mass. Everybody is...
use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Corruption never had a worse enemy. You're locked in to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, the best way to find this article that we put together and links to the Rolling Stone and some other mainstream magazines and newspapers that have covered this is you go to PrisonPlanet.com, and on the right-hand side, you see News in Focus. It's one of the top stories there. Son of JFK conspirator drops new bombshell revelations. Kevin Costner was set to make documentary on Hunt's confession before Miami Mafia stepped in. That's his second family, as it was described. E. Howard Hunt believed government had sabotaged his wife's plane, killing her when she was picking up the payoff money from Nixon. And let's be clear here. The Texas oil companies behind Nixon, as accurately portrayed in JFK, were clearly more involved than even the presidency, which literally was their was the puppet of the very same oil companies. And I've interviewed some of the people that were there at the meeting, some of the people that were then told about the meeting up at the Texas oil man's house in Dallas that I mentioned earlier, where the plan had already been set in motion. E. Howard Hunt was there, and then they went ahead and gave the authorization to do the hit. Just absolutely incredible. But here he is. Now, 3 years ago, he recorded this. He thought he was going to die. He was on his deathbed. He had both legs amputated, had cancer in his jaw and throat and all over his body. And he made this recording, and he'd already told his son this verbally and written it out. Then he didn't die, and then he died in January, and then all this stuff got released. But this is E. Howard Hunt doing this in code, not giving names. He's giving a few names, but he's talking about the operation, the big operation, the big event in Dallas. Here is E. Howard Hunt. You ought to go read his bio. I mean, this was a CIA section chief, a commander, black ops commander, overthrew a bunch of countries. Of course, you know him as the head of the Watergate burglars with the Cubans. That's when he finally got caught. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
I heard from Frank that LBJ had designated Kornmeyer Jr. to undertake a larger organization while keeping it totally secret. Kornmeyer himself was a rather favored member of the Eastern aristocracy. He was a graduate of Yale University. And had joined the Marine Corps during the war and lost an eye in the Pacific fighting. I think that LBJ settled on Meyer as an opportunist, parent like himself, a parent, and a man who had very little left to him in life ever since JFK had taken Cord's wife as one of his mistresses. I would suggest that Kornmeyer welcomed the approach from LBJ, who was, after all, only the vice president at that time. And, of course, could not number Kornmeyer among JFK's admirers. Quite the contrary. As for Dave Phillips, I knew him pretty well at one time. He worked for me during the Guatemala project. He made himself useful to the agency in Santiago, Chile, where he was an American businessman. In any case, his actions, whatever they were, came to the attention of the Santiago station chief. And when his resume became known to people in the Western Hemisphere Division, he was brought in to work on Guatemalan operations. Sturges and Morales and people of that ilk stayed in apartment houses during preparations for the big event. Their addresses were very subject to change, so that where a fellow like Morales had been one day, you're not necessarily associated with that same address the following day. In short, it was a very mobile experience. Let me point out at this point that if I had wanted to fictionalize what went on in Miami and elsewhere during the run-up for the big event, I would have done so. But I don't want any unreality to tinge this particular story, or the information, I should say. I was a bench warmer on it, and I had a reputation for honesty. I think it's essential to refocus on what this information that I've been providing you, and you alone, by the way, consists of. What is important in the story is that we've backtracked the chain of command up through Kornmeyer and laying the doings at the doorstep of LBJ. He, in my opinion, had an almost maniacal urge to become president. He regarded JFK as he was, in fact, an obstacle to achieving that. He could have waited for JFK to finish out his term and then undoubtedly a second term. So that would have put LBJ at the head of a long list of people who were waiting for some change in the executive branch.
Now, I learned of this tape a few weeks ago,
all right.
But by then I heard he was...
That's good. We're playing that clip from when he played it on my show, and so you hear me from earlier this week talking about it.
Now, that has aired all over national radio. In fact, even though talk radio is predominantly, quote, conservative, and that's a fake counterfeit conservatism to neutralize real conservatives because you are the main threat against the New World Order, my fellow conservatives, if you just wake up. But I've got to admit, that's the only place that wasn't censored. That has aired all over national radio in the last week, including my weekday syndicated show. But it's aired right here on KLBJ twice, last Saturday and then Tuesday night with Coast to Coast AM. But it has also aired all over WABC in New York. It has aired all over Dallas radio stations. And the only place you've seen it, other than the Rolling Stone reporting on these revelations, 60 Minutes came out and said they know it's real, but they're scared. A lot of others are scared. I know some people, I'm sure here in town are scared. But you know what? When you allow things like this to go on, and when you allow corruption to breed like this, this was a coup against the United States. It never went away. It's only gotten worse. And 9/11 was carried out by the very same progeny. It was carried out by the very same military-industrial complex apparatchik. And I assure you, it was the big central banks and the big oil men who were at those meetings. And so, it's laid at the feet of the commander-in-chief. He himself is just a puppet, just like George Bush or Hillary Clinton or any of these people. They remove one, and then they simply bring somebody else in later to replace them, just like the Pony Express. When one horse gets tired or breaks a leg, you just put in another one. Or I've likened it to birdcage liner. So I would say that this is quite historical. We have the official fraud of JFK's assassination, the official conspiracy theory that a lone gunman in 6 seconds got off 3 shots perfectly. It's completely blown away. I mean, it's just...
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For for soft, silky feet that look great in sandals. Use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calyx.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Crushing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
You can clearly mark 1963 as the point in time when the police state started getting set up, when the federal government started taking over every facet of society, when voter news service started manipulating the votes and projecting them before the polls had even closed. That's when we had our own military coup here in the United States. And we just got declassified documents under FOIA request. Even more just came out in the last 2 weeks from last September's meeting up in Banff, Canada, where the SPP, Security and Prosperity Partnership, met in secret. It is a North American union. NORTHCOM, the new North American command, was running the meeting with the heads of the Mexican, U.S., and Canadian government, and it was all about how to circumvent Congress, how to set up the taxation grid with fake environmental and global warming taxes. Bush is all involved. The Clintons are involved. You know, you hear Bush isn't for the carbon tax. That's pure bull. And this is why I'm so freaked out. I mean, I've read and scanned through these, and Jerome Corsi and Human Events had written about it, and Lou Dobbs had talked about it. I just spent 4 hours yesterday. No. About 4 hours Friday, another hour or two yesterday, because I'm making a film about it, actually reading every page. I mean, it's over 1,000 pages. I mean, scanning them. And it's unbelievable how Mexican troops are going to, quote, deal with American terrorists, how they're going to have a carbon tax, how they got to keep it secret from the people. I mean, this is treason. I mean, I have it. In fact, Trey, you were at the office earlier today. You saw me walk around with those big stacks of documents. You saw Robin with her editing. I mean, literally, we have them. It's just, but the general public is never going to go to Judicial Watch, who had to sue to get these documents, judicialwatch.org. You're not going to go read this, Trey.
I've got a soccer game to go to. I don't know.
Man, I tell you, I mean, it just totally makes my head spin. Let's go through a bunch of calls. I'll get into this 9/11 news and the global warming, global tax news. I don't know who's been holding the longest because the regular phone system's down today. I wonder who's been holding the longest out of all these six callers here, or I guess seven, or seven callers here. I just can't keep track of it anymore. Let's go ahead and go to Bobby in Abilene. You're on the air. Go ahead, Bobby.
Hey, you there?
Yes, I am. Go ahead.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Man, I just heard about you about 2-3 months ago. And, man, I must say you're really awesome, Alex. I mean, you're really doing a wonderful job.
Well, I'm just trying to do a good job. It's hard, and I get tired, and I get frustrated. Really, I'm like a bookworm who has this other personality of this loudmouth. So basically, usually a bookworm wouldn't have the cojones to go on air and do all this, whereas, you know, I'm a kind of a maniac. So what you get is a bookworm with a maniac.
There you go. Anyway, you're talking about the corruption of the police, the corruption of the judicial system.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The world order. Listen, I was put on probation back in 87, okay?
You've never gotten off of it.
Pardon me?
And you've always been in the system ever since.
Yeah. And it says right here, motion granted and case dismissed on the 23rd of April, 1987. Now, this is strange because I was put on probation anyway, even though the judge dismissed it. But here's something really awesome that you want to hear. It says right here on this 15th day, of December 1988 came to be heard the motion for a new trial and set aside the judgment of conviction and to release the defendant from all terms and conditions of probation, and the court is of the opinion that such motion be granted. It is therefore ordered and adjudged and decreed that the judgment and...
And lo and behold, you stayed on probation and never got off.
They gave me 8 years. I got off in 4 years. I had to go and get an early release. But if you would, sir, let me finish where it says right here, conviction previously entered is this cause to be set aside and held for naught, okay? And new trial be granted. Well,
I understand, but listen, instead of going over the whole court history, boil down what happened to you.
Okay. Here's what happened was that they put me on probation from what I've reading, and they didn't have the right to do this because the case was dismissed.
Yeah.
Okay, and then Brady Bill come around, and I had to have firearms back in 91 after I got off probation as far as where a rifle was concerned, but not a pistol. Okay? And they're not letting me have a rifle. They're not...
Sir, I understand. Listen, if they can't get you on welfare, they're going to get you in the criminal justice system. This is how they take your rights. They set up the 14th Amendment. It did not actually free black slaves. It made everyone wards of the state. It's actually in it. Go read it. We all became slaves at that point. If they can get you in a ward position with the state. Now, I didn't know about this till about 8 years ago, and my cameraman wouldn't let. It's a long story. It actually went out live over the radio. It got huge attention here locally when I was on another station doing a local show at the time. I guess that was 10 years ago, actually. Yeah, that was 1997. My God, time goes by. Mike Hansen, I ought to dig out that recording and play that. It was incredible. He was up at the corner on William Cannon and I-35 with his then daughter, Crystal, who was like 10 years old. My God, she's married now and off and everything. And has just had a child. Is that his son got married and had a child, Justin? But to make a long story short, he's walking out of Hollywood Video, and the alarm goes off. You know, they always do. And the manager said, go, it's just messing up. And he had the VHS tape, some Disney thing in his hand. He was wearing shorts and a shirt. And this off-duty sheriff's deputy runs up and says, I need to search you. And Mike said, well, there's the manager right there. I got my receipt. I got one video here. And the guy said, sort of wanted to pat him down. And Mike said, don't touch me. And the manager comes out and says, no, it's been malfunctioning all day. Mike goes, thank you. He starts walking to his car. The guy goes, no, you're Mike Hansen. Because back then Mike was all over TV. And, you know, because this is Alex Jones's cameraman. He's going to pay. Mike gets in his car, closes the window. They call the police. They surround it. He's live on the radio. Listeners pulled up, shot two different video shots of it. The Ritter shot some of it. We all had it on video. They knocked the window out. They grabbed him to the ground. They claim he assaulted them, but we had it on tape. We caught him not doing a thing. See, you think frame-up is just okay. Like, I'll send you to prison. Let me frame you. That's something we do. You know, there's no conscience. It's so incredible. Last week, you know, we played it. We now have New York police walking right up and going, you're not allowed to protest, or we're going to say you have bombs. I'll put you in jail. I know you don't have bombs, but I'm going to frame you right now. We played it. I mean, cops now just say, I'm going to frame you right here on tape. They don't even care anymore. I mean, that's how bad it is. And so Mike's in jail, and that was about 7, 8 at night. Later, at 10 o'clock at night, we're down there like 100 people at the Austin jail down off 7th Street and I-35. And Mike's in there, and... He calls my cell phone and he says, listen, they've been beating me up. They're trying to make me sign documents saying I've committed all these crimes. I can't do it. I can't be bonded out. You're going to have to bond me out. I'm going to have to, and then, oh my God, no, don't, ah! And then the phone hangs up. Folks, later he even sued them and actually got the surveillance tape, and right when they put their hands around his neck because of what he's saying, the tape cuts out. I mean, but they wanted everybody to know. It was like an arrogance. There's been a lot of deaths in that jail, I'm sure you know, and guards going to prison for it. They start putting their hands around. They're all, it's like a nightmare Soviet movie or a jackbooted Nazi camp. I mean, this is why I'm not against cops that are good, but my God, the system's corrupt. And then I walk up to the window and I say, do you guys ask people to sign something? They go, yeah, here, have a copy. And it says, I'm convicted of drugs. I'm convicted of drunk driving. I'm convicted of robbery. There were nine. I'm convicted of family violence. I adjudicate myself and I go on probation under this personal recognizance that I've committed crimes and I'm going to take $3,000 worth of classes. And then CBS News called us and had seen my TV show where I was showing it. They said, will you give us a copy of that, local CBS? And they did a piece, and they said, in America, you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. But not in Austin, Texas. You're guilty until proven innocent. And they went on to report that, and they still do that. You get arrested for no seatbelt. You get arrested for, you know, whatever, warrants. Man, they don't tell you. They come to the door. Now, what the Soviets did in underground torture centers, you know, sign this document, we do right out in the open, and it's public. Take Judge Jean Mier, who they built a giant complex after her name before she even retired. She's still in there. I mean, this is how sick it's getting. And I remember seeing local newscasts where they just call kids in who've been late to class three times. They say that constitutes truancy. We went to the county commissioners and pointed out it didn't. They had to back off with the ASAP program. And she screams at parents so they sign their kids over onto probation. You see, sir, you didn't know the judge said, this is a mistrial or you're not guilty. But then the prosecutor walked up and said, just sign here. It's a formality. It's a civil system. It's all fraud-driven. They're building FEMA camps. Private corporations own all the county and city governments. It's hardcore tyranny. We'll be right back.
Today. Why ask? Because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How
housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery, and Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Coming to you from the capital of Texas, broadcasting the truth coast to coast and worldwide, this is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I said I'd get to all your phone calls, and I've got like 5 other major news stories to cover here, and we're accelerating down towards the wire. Let's blast through them right now. Tom in New Jersey, you're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, God bless you, Alex. God bless you, man. I just want to tell you that I love you. I'm sure you're tired of hearing it, but you are the man, okay? I want to share my thought about Romans 13, if it's okay.
Sure, go ahead. And that is Hitler's favorite verse, to tell the public to only worship government.
Yeah, well, obviously, chapter 13, if anybody knows the Word of God, it is a spiritual passage. It's for God's kingdom. It is not for government on earth. It's not a physical passage. It is a spiritual chapter. And
he's saying, render unto God what's God's. And if you're following God, you're going to go out and fight evil.
Of course, but yeah, of course. Of course.
But it's profane. But it's profane to the profane.
Obviously, we're not going to serve rulers that are terrors to good works. We're going to serve God.
Well, I mean, the way they interpret it, the way these preachers put it, people should worship Hitler. And I'm not going to worship Hitler, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. You may be upset with me, but all government is not my God, and I'm not going to follow it. Steve in Mass, you are on the air. Welcome.
Hi, are you, Alex? It's my honor to speak to you.
Nice to talk to you. What's on your mind?
I found out, this is going to be on the lighter side. I managed to get on C-SPAN live this morning.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, and I made a comment and asked them, they had a guest writer on, from the Boston Globe. And I asked them, gee, why is it that a second or a proposed second tier candidate like Ron Paul, leading the polls of all the first tier candidates, not newsworthy? I can't understand that. And the guy was kind of taken aback, and he gave some kind of lame excuse that, and he put it on Ron Paul and said that, you know, Ron Paul isn't running a campaign properly because he isn't going around.
Well, Ron Paul,
he doesn't have $100 million to do this with, but.
Sure. Listen, I appreciate your call, and I'm glad you brought up Ron Paul, and keep it up with those calls to C-SPAN. That has a big effect. Ron Paul, in many of the national polls that they gave, was winning, or in many others, he was in the top 2 or top 3. He clearly was the strongest candidate, a major showing in the polls. And but Keith Olbermann said, all the Republicans are pro-war. You know what? You got to vote. He's a Democratic operative. And I like a lot of things Keith Olbermann does. I think he's very talented, very smart. Love the way he calls a baseball game back when I had time to do such things and watch ESPN. But he's going to be telling us Hillary's great when she's president, and that witch is going to be hell on wheels, folks. I mean, I'm literally more afraid of her than I am of Bush. I mean, so I don't know what to say here. But, yeah, Ron Paul really won the debate, and he's not getting the attention he deserves. So go to PrisonPlanet.com, get the stories we wrote about it, and get it out to people. Let's try to jam in a few more so I can hit this final news. Let's talk to Paul in Austin. You're on the air. Go ahead, Paul.
Yes, sir. Well, I just wanted to briefly talk to some listeners real quick. You know, as a former Marine, I've been in this info war for going on 12 years now, and people get some courage. You people out there that listen to Alex all the time, that it's like you're fascinated with the facts and you're sitting back waiting on somebody to come up and save us, whether it's Ron Paul, and I'm for Ron Paul like crazy. But people, get some courage and stop sitting on your butts and get out there and try to make something happen. People have no backbone, and it's really discouraging when you talk to people and you see the defeatist attitude in everybody. So if out of love, I could just encourage you people to please take over in some section of your whole life and make some things happen, and we could do this. And I appreciate you, brother, for everything.
Well, I appreciate your courage, and I want to be clear. We have a lot of great military, a lot of good police, and people that do want to be protectors and defenders. But when you follow the criminal orders, when you go along with the criminal system and don't have the courage that Paul has, you become part of that evil and guilt by association. You become an accessory to these systems. I mean, folks, it does take gutting up to get on the radio and, you know, go up against some of those powerful families and elites in the world. But somebody's got to do it. I mean, these are bad people. They're doing bad things. And, you know, I joke and laugh and try to have a good time here on air. But let me tell you, when I go to bed at night, there's a chill in my spine. I know this isn't a joke. I know this isn't a game. But somebody's got to have courage. And that somebody should be you, or we're going to lose this society. Let's talk to Timmy in Houston. You're on the air. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you. I just wanted to quickly bring to your attention, if you weren't aware of it, an article in the Houston Chronicle from Thursday. TYC bars access to abuse records. Texas Youth Commission.
Yeah, the governor's involved, and you know the government will say spy on your neighbors. If somebody spanks their child, it's abuse. Let CPS take them. But then statistically, with all 50 states to average, Texas and Florida are some of the worst, much higher in the abuse. The government's five times more likely to abuse children, and they got literal rape rooms that make Saddam look tame at every one of these major facilities. We've been down there to cover it at the legislature in testimony, and meanwhile, the media is engaged in a whitewash.
I know. I mean, it literally just made me sick to my stomach to even see that, even though we knew it was coming, of course. But anyway, I just wanted to just bring that up, and I appreciate all you're doing. It's nice to talk to you.
It was good to talk to you. Now, again, let's just go ahead and take a few random calls here. Let's go ahead and take calls, but when you hear the noise, it means we're going to you. Say your name and where you're calling from. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Sorry, Alex. I'm calling from Austin. How are you?
Good, good. I guess you're a KLBJ 590 listener. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I want to mention something about another type of economic suppression is with the education. Notice that myself and a few people I know noticed that a lot of colleges across the country are suddenly locking out adult students. In other words, now straight out of high school, they won't touch you. So anybody that wants to do career change, go for the...
Yeah, it's like social that. Engineering, and they want to make you... when you go to high school, they're going to decide what you're going to be with the European socialist model. It's absolute command and control. It's the antithesis of the American way. All right, a few stories I wanted to hit. Sorry, we don't have time to take any more calls, though they're loaded. Gasoline prices hit $3 a barrel national average as refinery strain. Associated Press. Now, what they don't tell you here is that we have, due to major public interest law firm lawsuits, in 2000, 2001 AP articles where they got the actual oil company memos of the top five, where over a 10-year program from 1990 to till 2000, they bought up all the independent refineries to create an artificial choke point so that there wasn't enough refining capacity because there's too much oil. Meanwhile, Dutch Royal Shell documents were released. The BBC got them. A 2000 operation. Well, it was released in 2000 from a 1995 meeting where they were going to fund fake environmental groups to push peak oil, or the theory that the oil was running out because they've actually discovered too much and they wanted to create artificial scarcity just like they do with diamonds. If you don't know what that is, go to the encyclopedia, artificial scarcity, or type it into Google. That is a key word in our everyday lives. So I read scams like that, oh, the poor oil companies, and then fake conservatives defend them and say, oh, it's free market, let them make money. It's not free market, it's thieving, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Now here's an example of what global warming's really all about. This is a Toronto Star from a day ago. Queen treads lightly in U.S. Palace planning to offset environmental cost of royal jet flight. Introducing the new green queen. Well, at least say hello to the monarch, aware of a very large, very real carbon footprint. When Queen Elizabeth II landed at Richmond, Virginia yesterday, it marked the first time that the environmental cost of an official trip by Her Majesty was to be measured and offset with payments made, Buckingham Palace says. She's going to pay $22,000 for her flight. Now, this is why John Travolta can have 10 planes, and they can all, you know, Al Gore can use 50-something times what the average person does. Number one, that's to cement the fraud that carbon dioxide is a pollutant, when in reality is a life accelerant in plants, in photosynthesis, then to upload a higher level of oxygen to the atmosphere. They tell you 100% of climatologists agree with man-made global warming. Actually, the majority and all the big Nobel Prize winners say it's a complete fraud. We have UN documents, 35 years old, saying they're going to create a world carbon tax. We just got SPP, North American Union documents out of Banff, Canada, saying it's a scam, but they're going to give us a carbon tax. That's why every radio show and ESPN and the NFL and even the conservative groups and all the magazines and the Weather Channel and everybody are saying the earth is dying, it's heating up, we're all going to die, oh my God, we need a carbon tax. Even if you believe in man-made global warming, which is a fraud, it's the sun heating up, the ice caps on Mars are melting, Pluto's heating up, the sun is at the highest radiance in the 200 years of recording it. This is all NASA reports. I've actually spent months in the aggregate in the last 12 years studying this, okay? I've interviewed literally 50-plus tops. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know how many. Probably over 100. You understand? That's what I do. And it's a total scam. But see, they're already voluntarily paying huge taxes to fly to offset their carbon. See, oh, it's okay to use carbon, it's okay to use oil, but just pay a big tax. There is no tax yet. It's like in Austin a few years ago, they started a voluntary higher emissions test. Now it's the law. They're training you how to be slaves. See you next week. God bless.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
A rising